So I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Jamaican lawn bowler and current Caribbean champ, Andrew Newell. Andrew, it's been 2 years since you came into the station to tell us all about the work you were doing for bowls in Jamaica and the Caribbean. Now, before we get an update on how things stand now and your exciting news, tell us when you started your journey and what was the state of bowls in Jamaica when this all got underway?
Well, if we think about my events, the KNCC, that I created, the first one that I held was in 2013. So we've gone from 2013 so that's about 5 years now. But before that, I was basically trying to get Jamaica established within the sport officially. So, you know, you could say it was anything from 3 to 4 years before that, really. And my events took over in 2013 and gave us a little bit of publicity because unofficially then I represented Jamaica and stuff like that. Obviously before then and up to 2015 December, there's been no bowls in Jamaica full stop. I was there in December 2015 and opened the first bowls green in Jamaica, and which happens to be the first in the Caribbean as well. So so the state of bowls in Jamaica was non-existent before then, and it's been probably about almost sort of 10 years-ish, really, when you think about what I'm trying to do and doing it.
To give some idea, lawn bowls has been a cornerstone in the Commonwealth Games, but the only time it actually missed out was in 1966. Tell us a little bit about why it missed out in that year.
Yeah, that's another, it's quite a strange fact, really. It's like a sort of a full circle. The only reason why it wasn't in the Commonwealth Games in 1966 is because the Commonwealth Games was held in Jamaica, and they didn't have the facilities, which I've sort of explained already, to play the game. So moving on from 1966, which is quite a long time, I mean, that's when England won the World Cup, so we can see how long that is. We've now sort of moved forward. We've got a bowls green, not that it's some Commonwealth game standard, but we've got a bowls green, and we've now got a team being represented. So I think because of that in 1966 is why they created the World Championship. Lawn bowls.
And as you say, part of your battle was addressing that lack of facilities, and you say it opened up first lawn bowls green in Jamaica and the Caribbean. How did you even go about doing something like that?
Well, luckily, since 2013, my first event, with the profile being raised, I found actual other Jamaican and West Indies bowlers that live in the UK, and they've contacted me. And it was lucky enough that one of the guys that have played with me for Jamaica, called Walter Williams, his friend actually owns a resort in Jamaica. And he and Walter spends a lot of time in Jamaica. He does like the six months thing. And he must have been explaining to his mate who owns the resort what he's doing and what it's about. And basically off the cuff of that, the guy basically built a two-rink bowls green. So lucky enough, he's done it. I mean, it needs a lot of work, but it's a start sort of thing. And it's all come from Walter Williams, and they asked me to sort of come over, as I was planning to go over there anyway. So it all worked off quite nicely and in chance, to be fair.
Well, so we talked about the Caribbean Championship, the lack of facilities, but I suppose the next step was getting that international recognition and getting the governing body going for Jamaican lawn bowls. How did you get that started?
Yeah, that was more difficult. I mean, if I got that done from when I investigated, say, 10 years ago, then we would have been playing even without a green, so to speak. So that was more difficult because it had to come from within Jamaica. So I managed to speak to Mr. Rain Brown, who basically would front and be the president of the Jamaican Lawn Bowls Association when it was built. And Merv Edwards, who I'm going to the Commonwealth Games with, who's another one of our Jamaican bowlers, he basically wrote up a constitution and a code of conduct. Once we sent that to Jamaica and it was looked through and altered how it needed to be altered, I then had to register the Jamaica Lawn Bowls Association as a business, as a company in Jamaica, which I then did. Huraim Brown took over as the president of that. That was then brought back to the Jamaican Olympic Association, who then accepted it. And then they then put us forward to the World Bowls Limited to say that this is our governing body of lawn bowls in Jamaica, and these are the people, this is the association that take care of all of that. And they did that, and World Bowls then acknowledged us and put us in as a development stage member in about January 22nd, and that's of this year. So, you know, it's all been very, very sort of quick going since, say, last year, October, when I spoke to the Jamaican Olympic Association.
Now, obviously, where that leads is then is international competition and confirmation that Jamaica will be sending two bowlers to April's Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast of Australia. Jamaica's first at the Commonwealth as well. So how did you find out that that selection was happening, that particularly you were going to the Commonwealth Games?
Well, basically, I spoke to the Jamaican Olympic Association, and as they knew that I was sort of the forefront of making this happen and stuff, they basically related a lot of stuff through me. As you can guess, the knowledge of lawn bowls isn't exactly high in Jamaica. So they basically asked me to guide them through whatever needed to be done. They wanted two players to be chosen. And as me and Merv were the first ones to play back in 2014 when we played at Glasgow at the Commonwealth Games ground, but before the actual Commonwealth Games, me and Merv were the first actual bowlers that played and represented Jamaica unofficially. I thought it would be nice for me and Merv to basically be the ones to represent Jamaica at the Gold Coast. And the Jamaican Olympic Association was fine with that. I will be playing in the singles, and then me and Merv will be playing in the pairs.
So when are you heading out?
We're heading out late March, get acclimatised and stuff, and then the opening ceremony is the 4th of April, and then I think we'll be bowling from about the 5th, if not the 6th of April.
And you're going to get the full experience then? You're going to do the opening ceremony, you're going to do the lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the thing that I'm sort of running through my mind the most is that opening ceremony, I think, more than even actually playing. Because, you know, to be amongst stars and, you know, superstars of the athletics that you would watch, to actually be on the same track as them, you know, walking with them as being one of them, yeah, I can't sort of get over that feeling.
And the hopes of the tournament itself then, what were you aiming to do? Speaking before, you're obviously not happy just being there. You want to have some impact on the tournament.
Oh, definitely. I want to be, you know, I'm doing a lot of training, doing a lot of practice. I want to put up a good performance. I want to win games. And if I can win games, then basically I want to see how far that can lead. You know what I mean? There's no reason if I can win four games, then I want to come out of my group. If I want to come out of my group, then I'm in the knockouts and I want to win the next game. So, you know, I want to go there and hope that my ability could take me to a medal. You know, I'm going there with the hindsight, with the feeling that my ability could take me to a medal. Anything can happen on the day. But, yeah, I'm definitely not out there to try and beat everybody else's 3 points.
And what's next then? I mean, you've got the Commonwealth. You've got all this body of work behind you now of getting Jamaica recognised. What do you want to do after the Commonwealth is over? Or have you not thought that far ahead?
I suppose I have and I haven't. Bowls-wise, I mean, there's going to be things like the World Championship and stuff like that. So we can now be now put in it and obviously have to qualify, I suppose, like everybody else. But at least that's going to be something that we could now do on top of the Commonwealth Games. I'd like to see the sport develop more in Jamaica naturally. I'd like to hope that my brand Reggae Rollers can get a boost from the performance in the Commonwealth Games. And so business wise I'd like to be able to definitely be achieving a lot more, and bowls wise you can never be demotivated. You know what I mean? You go to one Commonwealth Games, that's great, why not two? And then, you know, hopefully within the next few Commonwealth Games we can actually start really maybe bringing some real homegrown Jamaican talent there and really talking about expecting medals in the game.
And if people want to follow then your journey in the Gold Coast, where can they go?
I will try and keep as much stuff as I can on my Instagram, which is at Reggae Rollers. Also on my Twitter, which is at Reggae Rollers. They can also get my other Instagram, which is Bowls Jamaica. And my other Twitter, which is JA Bowls Player. So they should be able to get all that there. I'm talking with a few people, a friend of mine, Mr. Leon Mann, who's really big in the sports documentaries and in the TV scene. and we're thinking about maybe sort of bringing a camera along and documenting my time up there, and hopefully maybe we'll have something for the people to watch through my time through the Commonwealth Games. And I mean, if they're interested in it, hopefully they'll want to watch it, they'll be interested, and it'll be there for them to see it at some format.